This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia's defense ministry says Moscow tests fired anti-ship missiles in the Sea of Japan. The ministry said Tuesday that two boats launched a simulated missile attack on a mock enemy warship about 60 miles away. The Moskit, whose NATO reporting name is the SSN-22 Sunburn, is a supersonic anti-ship cruise missile that has conventional and nuclear warhead capacity. Says the exercise took place in the Peter the Great Bay in the Sea of Japan, but does not give more precise coordinates. Ukraine's President Zelensky has met Monday with UN Atomic Energy Chief Rafael Grossi in Ukraine. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports on what the UN representative told Ukraine's leader.
UN Atomic Energy Chief Rafael Grossi told Ukraine's President Zelensky that the situation at the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant isn't getting any better. It's Europe's biggest nuclear power plant, but it's lost several power transmission cables during Russia's war in Ukraine, and it's had to switch to emergency generators several times.
AP correspondent Sam Metz reports that despite warnings that cultural exchanges could be aimed at manipulating lawmakers, China has been customizing its approach in Utah, forming ties with leaders affiliated with the Mormon Church.
One of the examples of this soft power diplomacy we found was a letter exchange between President Xi Jinping and Utah fourth graders. And groups of up to 25 Utah lawmakers have taken trips to China. Nothing is wrong with that. On face, it's soft power. What happens is these exchanges are widely covered in a way that aligns with how China wants to present its international relations.
U.S. officials say local leaders are at risk of being manipulated by China and have deemed the